This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. AAA is forecasting this Thanksgiving travel season to be one of the busiest on record, with an estimated 5.8 million Texans hitting the road for the holiday. If you're among them, News 88.7's Tom Perumian reminds you the objective is to arrive alive and well.
That's right, Alexandra. Whether it's driving across state or just to the airport, getting there safely is the most important job of the day. TxDOT's Danny Perez says to be on the lookout for these hazards behind the wheel over the long holiday.
And it's not just drinking and driving that we're seeing. Of course, the texting and driving is really, really a problem, a really bad problem. Also, people's just speeding, aggressive driving.
Perez reminds folks driving to a long distance location to make sure your car is also up for the job. Fluid levels checked, full tank of gas, emergency kit, and of course, everyone buckled up for safety. Alexandra?
News 88.7's Tom Perumian reporting live. The Texas Tribune is reporting the state's education commissioner met with a senior director of Turning Point USA earlier this month to discuss creating chapters of Turning Point in all of the state's high schools. The meeting came days before Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick pledged $1 million in campaign funds to Turning Point to help establish high school chapters. News 88.7's Bianca Seward has more.
According to records obtained by the Texas Tribune, Texas Education Commissioner Mike Morath met with Turning Point USA leader Josh Tifo on November 3rd in Austin. It's unclear if any formal partnership has been made. A spokesperson with the Texas Education Agency told the Tribune, Commissioner Mike Morath meets with a variety of stakeholders interested in public education. Turning Point USA already has partnerships in other states like Florida and Oklahoma. Club America, which oversees Turning Point's high school chapters, lists on their website more than 275 clubs already established in high schools across Texas. No schools in Houston ISD are listed, though there are several chapters listed in neighboring school districts like Katy ISD, Pasadena ISD, and Humble ISD. I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
Thousands of people are expected to gather downtown on Thursday for Houston's 76th annual Thanksgiving Day Parade. News 88.7's Grayson Bobian has details.
Houston's Thanksgiving Day Parade is one of the oldest in the nation, first held in 1949. This year's event will feature elaborate floats and dozens of performers, including Christina Wells, Danny Gokey, and six marching bands from around the state. The parade will begin at 9 a.m. and follow a familiar route beginning and ending on Smith Street and making a lap around Walker, Milam, and Louisiana. Several surrounding streets will be closed as well, with all affected streets expected to reopen by 3 p.m. I'm Grayson Bobian, News 88.7.
The National Weather Service has confirmed two tornadoes touched down near Houston Monday afternoon. One tornado was classified as an EF1, the other was a larger EF2. Walter Overcrash was at home at Spring when the EF2 tornado hit.
And you feel the pressure drop in your ears kind of thing, right? And you hear that dull roar. It's like...